Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
I'm
of years and my life is still trying to get a bad, creepy healer of hope for a destination.
And I welcome Ted Williams to Freedom Radio on this Monday night. And I tell you what, a lot of stuff is happening and going down. Roger Russell, how y'all doing today?
Oh, I'm hanging in here down here in South Central Texas. Got a little stormy weather happening here, and it kind of matches my attitude. My medical condition has been kicking in real hard. I've been fighting that. I'm allergic to tyranny, and it makes me break out in rebellion.
Right.
We're good down here. Virgil,
right.
How you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm just doing peachy keen, brother. You know, sitting here, you know, and I hate watching this kind of stuff, but I got to, because I got to find out what, you know, what the other side is doing, and watching all these people revel and celebrate and all these positive, listening to all these positive comments about the most murderous monarchy and tyrannical entity that ever came around on the world and laid its wrath down. They got a new king today, so everybody's celebrating. You know, the same people that created murder, rape, thievery, pillaging for, oh, quite a few hundred years, up to 1,000 years, really. And they had the nerve to condemn Russia for invading the laundromat known as the Ukraine. You know? So hypocrisy knows no bounds in this world today, especially in America, where we have a president who wants to get up and say, oh, well, these extremists need to be brought to justice. These people that are against us, we're going to weaponize our federal law enforcement, and we're going to turn them against them. But he wants to raise the debt ceiling and use the 14th Amendment to get out of paying his bills.
Let me tell you something, brother. I have got an example of hypocrisy for you that will, I mean, it just had me just absolutely sitting bad all day long. Our piece of shit globalist governor here in Texas, Greg Hot Wheels Abbott, was on the network today saying how he put together this special tactical crew that's going to aid in and stop the invasion that's coming when this Title 42 ends, and yada, 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 and we're going to be busting thousands of illegals to these sanctuary cities. Well, while he's on the network fucking spouting this shit, at least every 30 minutes, if not more often, on the network, you have the state of Texas, hhs.texas.gov, running probably a minute-long commercial, which ain't cheap on television, in Spanish, telling these motherfuckers how to sign up for Texas Medicaid and welfare. That's the Tuesday sports of son of a bitch that runs the state of Texas. And people still support this fucker in Texas, dude. It is unbelievable.
Yeah. I was wondering, Russell, because I saw that very same commercial you were talking about. They were showing it here, all those sunbeams and everything else. And I was kind of like, are they really going to deport them all once they come in, or are they just going to let them come through?
Oh, they're just going to let them come through. this is part of that, what is it, Bowen Pickens plan? You bring all these illegals in. Okay, our economy's already a shit bucket, okay? It is. Another bank just barely fucking evaded, fucking going under the day. Mayorkas, this piece of shit fuck, was on TV today, said, oh, our borders aren't open. You know, and I mean, brothers, man, Joseph, fucking Virgil, I mean, just the insanity of everything that is going on right now is just unbelievable, man. Okay, and now they're already saying, you know, Biden's making plans to pardon his son Hunter. And, you know, I mean, it is just, it just never ends with these people. And, oh, we don't have open borders and everything's under control. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. 87,000, let me repeat that, 87,000 minor children have disappeared. Mayorkas, HHS, the people who supposed have no idea where they went. Well, let me tell you where these children went. They would have been better off starving to death in their own countries than what they're being used for here in our country.
Oh, this amen. Amen.
This is the most despicable, ungodly, demonic, corrupt government that has ever existed anywhere. I mean, Biden and company have turned, he's trying real hard to put Stalin out to the amount of people killed, you know, to keep the regime safe and to bring what they call law and order. These people, I mean, where are the fucking Republicans, all right? This debt ceiling deal, all right? Right? It's loaded with tax increases, right? Have you heard one freaking Republican say anything about the tax increase? No, it's a uniparty. They all want our taxes to go up, man. Our taxes are going to go up just as high, if not higher, than they were before Trump. You add inflation to that, and they are being, ladies and gentlemen, they are being very, very successful. They are absolutely crushing the middle class.
Well, not only that, Russell,
Now we're going to have another 700,000. That's what's waiting at the border. 700,000 illegal aliens coming to this country. Now, you know, I mean, it is just, I mean, I, you know, guys, I don't even know what the fuck to say anymore. I'm just like,
well, they haven't seen crime yet. They ain't seen crime yet, Russell. Once they start flooding over, oh my gosh, you're gonna have so much crime down there. It's gonna be outrageous.
Well, we just had another mass shooting in Allen, Texas, done by a Latino, a former Army guy. Now I have not 100% confirmed this, but my sources tell me that was one of these illegal aliens that was going to get citizenship for serving in the United States military. Okay, this guy ended up kicked out for mental reasons, and then he goes to Allen, Texas, goes out there and shoots up. I think he killed 7 or 8, wounded 7 or 8, something like that, before a cop neutralized him. But anyway, you know, and what the first thing that comes out of the mouth of the liberals and the liberal media, oh, it's a white supremacist. Well, you know, I'm relatively sure Martinez is not a Caucasian surname. I don't know. What do you got?
Yeah, well, they tried to say he had a manifesto, and they were trying to say that he's a Trump supporter, but they buried that real quick once all that came out.
Yeah, they had something, some kind of patch on him, a neo-Nazi death squad or something like that. The guy was definitely unspooled. He was a nutcase. He got kicked out of the army because they said either physical or mental reasons was what they said on the news.
I was told it was mental reasons, that he was separated from the U.S. Army for mental reasons. But let's go back just a short hair further, all right? Let's go back to that Nashville shit. Here it is, a month later, 5 weeks later, and they're having to sue the FBI for the manifest for this he, she, it, whatever the fuck it was that shot up the Christian school and stuff. They won't release the manifest.
Nope.
You know, I mean,
they're buried that too.
There is absolutely no justice left in this country. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I hate to say this about the country but that I love so dearly, but we have turned into a third world country shithole. And that's the only way to describe it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And if you think there's going to be another fair election, oh, ladies and gentlemen, your eyes should be black.
Right.
Oh, boy. That's a bigger double negative nowadays than if you were to go out and say, you know, it reminds, when you say fair elections in America, Gunny, that reminds me of these signs you see on the side of the road with these ice chests in the back of the pickup truck down around, you know, Orange and Baytown and everything. Big shrimp.
I mean, let's face it. The term fair election has become an oxymoron. It's like naval intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's like I was telling Audrey Trail. You know, there is no more Republican Party. There is no more Republican Party. You know, we've gone from a nation of rolling up our sleeves and saying, yeah, I did that because it needed to be done, to, okay,
I lost them. Oh, yeah, a lot of them got mad at me. We're both for saying that, you know, and it's true. There's no longer a Republican Party.
Well, you know, and then they just had this Democratic thing come out. Now, these are people 18 to 34. Now, you would think by the time, you're 25, 26 years old, you'd have a little bit of sense, you know. But this demographic, 18 to 34 years old, thinks that, you know, if you're homeless and hungry, you should have euthanasia available to you. If you're sick, if you're just tired of it all, you should be able to go in someplace and go, you know, put me down, put me to sleep. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for my language tonight. I'm just absolutely livid. I mean, there's absolutely no end to the craziness going on here. And
well,
100,000. That's what's waiting on the other side of the border. And here in the next few days, when Title 42 ends, there's not going to be any stopping us. El Paso, Texas, right now, El Paso, Texas, right now, I was just down there a couple days ago, but El Paso, Texas, right now, the whole town, I mean, you have streets lined with homeless illegals, and the whole town smells like a porta can that's been sitting out in the West Texas desert for a week and ain't been cleaned. I mean,
thanks for confirming that. I heard that, but now it's confirmed.
I saw it when I went to New Mexico a couple weeks ago. I had to go right through there.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Am I wrong?
What? you know what? That 1911 was right under my leg in the driver's seat, locked, docked, and ready to rock.
Yeah.
Well, why do you think I told you to watch your ass and you went through there, Virgil?
I mean, and this Mayorkas fuck has the nerve to stand up there and tell the American people that the border's not open. And, you know, the American people are running out of patience, da-da-da. The American people ain't doing nothing because the leftist, globalist, communist agenda has indoctrinated two fucking generations of Americans now.
Yep.
This last generation they got is just absolutely beyond help. And now you know, we've talked about this before. Virgil knows this. You know this, Joseph. You know, it's a gun. So let me tell you, a gun, a weapon is an inanimate object. It's not going to do nothing. All right? It's not going to kill anybody. It's not going to stab anybody. It's not going to do nothing. It's people has to do it. And the core of this started when they let the liberals fucking start this separation of church and state shit, which is not what the Constitution says. The Constitution says the government, there cannot be a nationwide government-sponsored religion, which, you know, that part of the thing's been kind of Constitution's been shit on, too, with this abortion, the right to kill babies. But this all started when they took God and the Pledge of Allegiance out of school. Man, I know Virgil did, I did, I'm sure you did too, Joseph. We carried our rifles,
yep,
our gun racks in the cabs of our pickups right into the school parking lot, and nobody shot anybody because there was this respect for life. There wasn't this bullshit gangster rap, everybody wants to be a gangster. Nobody wants to be at work. They're going to hustle. They're going to hustle their way to fame and fortune.
Yeah.
That's what two generations has been raised on. And this is the fucking outcome. Am I wrong, Virgil? Am I wrong, Joe?
No, you're not. You're not.
No,
When I was a teenager going to high school, okay, every Friday when hunting season started, the school parking lot looked like a boat landing. Okay?
Yep.
Because we all have camps. We all had camps we went to back in the basin. Okay? And we had dog pens in the boat and everything else, beagles, hounds, everything. And the teachers used to let us go out and bring them water and food, you know, between classes and things. And we had Remington pump shotguns, Browning 7mm magnums, 30-06 bolt actions, pistols under the seat, everything you can imagine. We had enough,
yep,
firepower just in the parking lot of that school to take over a small country.
Yeah.
That's what it,
yeah,
was where I grew up, Virgil. It was that way where I grew up. Same thing.
You know,
what changed?
Well, first of all, they started emasculating males. You know, they took God out, patriotism out of the school. And you know, we've talked about this in links, I don't know, at least a dozen times on the show about how the liberals took over the education system, okay? And the thing of it is, and now, you know, it's only gotten worse because parents have never stood up and said enough. And, oh, you know, my son, my daughter, they're so bright. Oh, yes, son, yes. Communism might be the answer, you know. Well, you know, if you don't want to believe in God, that's fine, you know, da-da-da like that. You know, there's things there that can, you know. And the family unit has become completely broke down. There is no discipline in the schools. There is no discipline at home. These kids don't know what it's like to have to get out there. And if they wanted something, you know, when we were kids, if we wanted something, you know what? We had to go out there and earn the money. You know, now we might get something we really wanted at Christmas, but allowance, you need some onions, fucking son? There's yards that need to be mowed. There's hay that needs to be cut. There's hay that needs to be hauled. You know,
There's Coke bottles and returnable beer bottles in the ditch you can go get, which I have done many a time when I was a kid on my bike.
For my car. Well, I was a teenager, yep. I've got a caller. I'm going to bring the caller on here in just a minute. I tell you all a story when we were kids.
Russell, you need to quit using that word government it's a regime now. It's a regime, not a government. It's a regime, brother. But it's a regime.
I'll call brother. And this regime is so blatantly corrupt. They don't even let's talk about this fucker Blinken for a second, all right? How'd he become Secretary of State? He's the guy who went out and this Hunter laptop thing when it came out during the election. He's the guy who went out and made sure that it was called propaganda and misinformation. He was responsible for getting the 51 of these agents to sign on to it and stuff like that. And how was he rewarded for his corruption? He was given a big cushy job, right? And this is how this regime works, and it's been going on.
And they don't even hide it anymore.
They don't even try to. Because you know what? They know there's never going to be another fair election. That's an oxymoron.
That's right. Hey, Carl, welcome to the show.
Joseph Stalin said this himself. It's not who that votes that matters. It's who counts the votes that matters. That's a straight-ass quote from Joseph Stalin. And he couldn't be more right.
Yep. Hey, caller, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Joseph. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
We're doing good. Long time no hear.
Yep. Well, I got news for you guys. There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Joe. Because I have now rejoined the ranks of the BTR talk show host. I've got a new show, and it's slated to start next Wednesday. Not this coming Wednesday, but next week.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot different than the other political shows.
Well, send us the link. Send it to me on the show, and I'll in the chat room, and I'll pass it out.
Yeah.
Well, it hasn't been totally set up yet. I just have to get confirmation on the protocol that I want to institute. Once the owner of the network actually approves it, then I'll start it up, and I'll let people know, you know, that I'm back. And we'll be talking about solutions. It's not, like I said, it's not going to be like the usual talk show. People are going to call in, and they're going to talk about real, practical methodologies. If they start doing the Fauci tap dance about, well, we need to organize, and we got to get together, and look at what's happening over on the right and the left, I'm going to stop them straight dead in their tracks. I'm going to say, fine, I agree. What have you got to combat the corruption? And if they don't have an answer, then we're...
I understand that, Joe, but at this point in time, there are no solutions. There is nothing that can be done at the ballot box to fix it. It is completely out of control. There will never be another fair election, which is that term is coming
up. Yeah, you may be right, but in the meantime, I'm not going to let go and let God. I'm going to try to find a way to actually do it. Lawsuits seem to be working to a certain degree, and there are people who who are activists who are attempting to do something. So we'll see. People do think that the precipice is near. I think we're about 10 minutes to midnight myself. But until I got a shotgun on my face, I'm going to see what I can do. So
right.
I thought I'd let
well,
you guys know.
I understand that. I respect that. I respect
yep.
that, you know. But you gotta admit, Joe, it's looking like this whole situation is looking like either a stopped up or caved in sewer pipe. The shit is backing up into our homes. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there's either one or two things that need to be done. You need to either try to clean out the sewage pipe and drain all the shit out or replace it.
Yep.
Well, there's only one way to do that.
And it's looking like we're going to have to replace it. You know,
yep.
Russell, you know, I'm just as upset about Russell about this immigration situation, too, about the economy. But once a fuse has burned down so close to the dynamite that you know you're going to get killed trying to pull the fuse out of it rather than just let it go off and do whatever damage is done and then clean it up. You know, and that's the way this is looking. That's the way this is looking. So the best thing, in my opinion, is let it come on, let it get over with. The faster it comes on, the faster we can get it over with, and the faster people will realize just how stupid and lazy they have been for the past 20 years. And they might get off their ass and start doing something.
Well, you know, Bert, the only problem with that is that, you know, we're not being told the truth about the shape of the financial system in this another bank just barely evaded going insolvent. I don't want to say this, and I definitely don't want to see it happen, but at this point, I think it's unavoidable, and per the globalist plan, our country is going to crash. You have Brazil, China, Russia, you've got the Saudis in it now, South Africa, France. There's lots somewhere.
You're breaking up.
Well, in that case, we may or may not be there. I know we're at the precipice, but the same thing is until the shit pipe breaks.
May I finish my thought? Thank you.
Hold on. I was interrupted for a second. I want to finish mine, then I'll go,
right,
and you can go on with what you want to do.
You're here to run the fucking show then, Joe.
Like I said, I didn't interrupt you. I was interrupted. That's fine. I'll say my piece in a few seconds, and I'll leave. Then you can get back to your blabber. We may or may not be approaching approaching the precipice. But until then, I'm not going to give up. So if you guys, you want to find out if there's a practical solution or not, fine. If you don't, if you want to lay back and wait for the shotgun up your ass, do it. Okay? Now go back to your blood. I'll see you.
See you, Joe. Take care.
34 minutes.
Oh, man. Well, Russ was off his call. I hope he calls back.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. How you doing?
Hey, Carl. Good. How you doing?
All right. I mean, I just can't believe what I'm hearing. It just sounds like I hear defeat in the voices of everybody that, you know, it's just despair and, you know, things are bad out there. Yeah, things are bad. But we're Americans, and you know, we don't have to give up. We can fight, because we can win, because we've been down and out before. You know, our history proves it to be true.
So these globalists and these elites, they're nothing. They're nothing. This is still our country. We still have states' rights. We still could take any police department, any state, any county, anytime we want. We proved that January 6th. Because let me tell you something. That was such a tiny percent of the patriot community out there. It wasn't even funny. Okay? So it doesn't take a mass raids on the Capitol to take anything back anyway. You know, so – and the military would never shoot upon us. Yeah, you got a few idiots out there that would take orders, jackbooted thugs out there, but they're followers. Once they see the others doing what they're supposed to be doing, they'll stand down, you know? So it's the foreign troops you got to worry about, and there's no foreign troops right now running our military. So
I'm going to have to disagree with you on that, my man, because I live in Louisiana, and I was down post-Katrina in New Orleans. And I saw what a militarized law enforcement and National Guard is capable of. Okay?
Yeah, I agree.
These people violated everything, every amendment and every standard and every moral standard of the Constitution of the United States of America that they could. They dragged people from their homes. They confiscated their firearms. They confiscated their food. And they forced Okay. So don't
but remember the Bundy Ranch,
can't happen.
But at the Bundy Ranch, they got.
Happen.
Oh, I know. But at the Bundy Ranch, they got a wake up call. You see, Katrina. Yeah, okay. It was an unfortunate situation, a hurricane. People were in despair, and really, yeah, we were still reeling from Oklahoma City and 9/11. You know, so the country. You know, but now we've seen what happened with Katrina, and look what happened with the Bundy Ranch some years later. That's not going down. I know it for a fact. I'm not going to say I was there. I'm not going to say nothing. But I'm going to tell you right now, I saw fear in that government, this government, and the government agents, okay? And they got stood down. And that was just a few ranchers, you know, with a few militia men who decided to join, and a few Army veterans from around the country who drove there and said, no, we're not allowing this. You know, so it takes one spark. That's all it takes. And, you know, and we have to do that spark because we lack leadership. We lack leader.
Well, the thing that's going to happen, as I said this,
allow me to ask you a question, caller. What happened after the stand down was over? What happened to those people that were there that stood against the government? Yes, we won a small victory there. Maybe a big one for the overall call, but once it was settled, once the dust settled, all those people were attacked by federal government, whether it was FBI, ATF, or whatever. People went to jail. The same thing up there in the Oregon standoff. And I agree with you, but you know, the problem is going to be, and this is strictly my opinion, caller. In my opinion, it's $6 to get you a cup of coffee at Starbucks. Okay, what's going to happen is that there's not going to be enough of America that's going to stand up. When this economy crashes, people will be selling out family members for an extra ration of black bread. And I've been.
But how many? But do we need numbers?
Let me finish.
Do we need numbers?
Let him finish, caller, please.
Let me finish. I've been part of the movement for decades now. Okay. I was in San Antonio, I was in Houston here when Antifa was going to stand up. I've been part of the Patriot Movement for years. And the problem is with the Patriot Movement is that no one trusts anyone. You cannot get these individual groups together. I know, me and another gentleman have been trying to work with these groups to come together to not form an army or anything, but to loosely set up some plans where we can train together to where if it comes to that point, you're not going to have half your forces taken out by friendly fire because nobody knows what the other hand's doing. When you get these groups together, and I'm sorry to have to say this, and it breaks my heart to do this, it turns into a who's got the biggest dick contest. Well,
Amen.
Everybody thinks they're a general, you know, every commander, these little groups think they're a commander, and their way is the best way in one thing or another, and there's no give, and there's no budge, and there's no compromise there. And, caller, I am not kidding you one little bit when I say there's been some of us been working on this for years, and that's what the problem's going to be.
That is correct, Russell. Caller, you see, what the problem we're having, you see, we haven't come up with a vaccine yet that kills the arrogant ego in these militia groups and these patriot groups. Okay? We haven't come up with that yet. I mean, you got people you deal with that, I mean, you want to go, you know, you think you're safe going into a combat zone with them? Let me tell you what, I wouldn't walk through the door of an auto zone with them.
Okay, but
I understand. Mark Kanorki explained it best, I think, plenty of times on how we would be able to stand up against these jackbooted thugs and these three-letter uniform guys, you know, but the, you know, because, I understand what you're saying, and I get that. And, you know, I think that's one of our problems is that we're so focused on numbers, and we need so many people. The quality always can outdo the quantity, you know. And I know the last in World War II that didn't work, but at the same time, that's a different, you know, a different type of fighting. That was a world thing. You know, we're talking about in-country. And I just don't think that the American people, that I think that we go back to the revolutionary days of George Washington. Those days, you look at Daniel Boone, you look at the numbers that we had, we were badly outnumbered against the greatest empire in the world. And the American spirit that was born at that time overcame the darkness that was trying to be shadowed upon us.
What ignited that American spirit? It's like I've been saying all this time. People are not going to stand up. People are not going to get involved until they start getting everything taken from them.
Correct.
You know,
it can be too much.
And you know, while I concur with what you were saying about the American spirit, yes, we took on the biggest power in the world at the time. But you've got to understand that these people, as loosely as the revolutionary was under George Washington, they were one people with one purpose, and they worked together. Now, what's going to happen, in my humble opinion, since everybody's, you know, king of the mountain and egos getting away and that sort of thing, these isolated groups are going to find themselves, they're going to take out these little groups one at a time, and they're going to do it as force. And let me tell you, this is a completely different set. We won't, like in Vietnam, or you want to talk about some of the more recent wars, Vietnam, Afghanistan. We had air superiority. We will not have it here. With the technology they have and stuff, these groups that think they're going to sit around the fire and sing Kumbaya until they run up on them with MRAPs and drones and stuff. You know, I mean, people don't, I don't think people realize what's coming and how difficult this fight is going to be. I mean,
No fight is easy. No fight is easy. And when we go to war, there's always a chance to lose. You know, there's always a chance to lose. That's why it's war. But okay, we've got our technology, too.
What are you going to do about these recon drones and stuff, infrared? How are you going to defeat the infrared because these drones and stuff like that?
The weapons that our military has, those will be – we have people in the military that will not stand for what these globalists are doing. We lack a leader. Look at Donald Trump. Donald Trump was a defective leader. He was a de facto leader. But look at how people clung to him. And they wanted to hear that message.
They still do, but I understand what you're saying. And there's nothing more in the world than I would like for you to be 100% correct. But it's going to be, and you're right, but you've got to also remember now, look at the purge that has gone on in the U.S. military since Obama. All right? You're talking about field grade. I'm talking about oath keeping. Field grade officers have been leaving the military in droves. A close friend of ours, somebody who's on the show occasionally, she's still got very strong contacts. Her battle just got out of the military, and any oath keeper has left. What you have right now is a bunch of semi-illiterate idiots that will follow unlawful orders.
I don't think you're giving them credit. I know, but they remember the intelligent guys, the smart ones that are out there, they're not going to come on to here. They're not going to be on Facebook. Yeah, and there's a lot of guys that are very quiet. Remember what they used to always say, watch out for the quiet ones, you know? And you really, go ahead.
But, you see, when you hear and see proof, okay, that Marine Corps drill sergeants are having to go through sensitivity training. Okay, Marine Corps drill instructors at Parris Island have to go through sensitivity training. All right?
Yeah.
You have no more Lee Ermeys in Full Metal Jacket drill instructors anymore. Okay?
They have stress cards. Oh, I'm stressed out just too much. And they get a break. You know, that's not how you turn fighting around. As a veteran myself, I want to tell you, Parris Island was a hellhole. All right? You know what? But you know what? They turned out warriors back then. And some of these young troops now, some of these guys, Afghanistan, Iraq, and stuff like that, they were warriors and very, very good, stuff like that.
Well, I know there's people out there around the country that, you know, you go to, I don't know if you heard of RighteousArmy.org, you know, we put a good guy down there in Florida that tried getting coordinating the national militia group, trying to get people together. There's lots of other groups out there, and the thing is, I know there's the good old boys from the woods are, you know, that's not what we're talking about anymore, you know. I think that's where people get the militia when they hear about militia. You know, we're the next-door neighbors, we're the people. There's more in the cities now than there is in the country. So, you know, I just think that we don't lose faith in the American spirit or the idea of America, because I believe that the freedom is still there and people yearn for the freedom.
Well, I tell you what, caller. Go ahead, Russell.
I concur with you, man. There's a lot of us, myself included, that will fight to the death for our country. And you are right. There's a lot of veterans out there in a lot of different places that are just you can't. They don't call themselves this or that, but there's a loose network out there of people that have been prepping, getting ready for this, and I'm talking about converts, combat veteran, and I do hope and pray that we will be victorious, and I think we can take our country back. But the people, but I don't think what people realize that if there's any way to keep this from happening, we need to exalt every way humanly possible too. Not because I'm concerned about me or my battle buddies or anything like that. You know, we know what our job is. We know what our destiny is, that sort of thing. But on, and for lack of a better word, on the civilian side, Joe citizens, stuff like that, this is going to be devastating. And the $64 question is, how many Americans will become collaborators for an extra ration of black bread? What do you think about that, Colin?
Well, I agree with you. I think the majority will. I think it'll be less than 3% that will stand up and fight this time. I believe they will sell out. Your next-door neighbor will sell you out. And a lot of people will be on an island by themselves. And the American resolve and the toughness and the endurance of what will have to rebuild this country if it does collapse, if the New World Order does get what it wants to destroy America, and we have to go build, you know, from darkness to light again. We're going to have to really pray to God and really, really dig in. And one thing, though, when we hear about these isolated shootings or we hear about these isolated standoffs out there, don't listen to what the media is saying. That could be something right there that's just, you know, those are sparks that people are fed up. People are fed up. And I'm not talking about people that are shooting up schools or shooting up the malls. No, those people are whack jobs. Those people are obviously induced by some sort of evil doctrine that's being fed by the woke movement. But I'm talking about, you know, you hear a standoff where this person's being served with a warrant or they've got welfare checks. You hear that in the news. Well, I wouldn't read in too much what the media really is saying. I would say that's probably a patriot that's being singled out. So I'd be careful with that. With what, you know, we cannot believe what the fake news tells us. That's for sure.
No.
So,
well,
you know,
caller. Let me tell you what. Go ahead, Russell.
Let me ask you a question. This is a question that I wrestle with myself, and I haven't came up with an answer. But my tribe, whatever you want to call them. We're not neighbors or anything like that. We're pretty spread out, okay? So when these people, and I bet my last dollar is the way they're going to do it, they're going to come hit people individually. Now, if, say, one of the three-letter guys group up showed up at your door, would your neighbors come to assist you, or would they just stand there and look out the window and go, oop, well, you know, tough luck, dude. What's your thoughts on that?
My thoughts are this. If my neighbor is someone like you or someone that's rolling with me and that's awake, no, it's not tough luck for my neighbor. We stand together. That's how it is. They come flashbang me, I'm going to tell you right now, I die. That's all there's to it. You know, and hopefully it doesn't come to that.
Yeah, well, the same thing here, you know. And you've got to understand, that's the way these people think, and that's the way they're going to say. And, you know, you hear all this talk about, well, you know, when the time comes to bug out, you know, I'm going to bug out. Well, you don't know when these people are going to come knock on your door. You don't know when they're going to knock on your neighbor's door. You know, and everybody's waiting for this big moment. And these moments are happening every minute of every day right now. And I agree with you. I concur. You know, I'm not afraid. You know, one of my mentors, one of the people that was most important in life, my mentor, once told me that the most important thing that a man needs to know in his life is what he's willing to die for.
That's right.
And I will not take a knee. They can drag my dead-ass body out of a pile of hot grass if that's the way they want to be. But the thing of it is, if the time, the time to, for lack of a better word, bug out is pretty close to any day now. You know what I mean? Because these people aren't stopped. Not going to be any, you know, fair elections have become an oxymoron. You know, Joseph Stalin himself said, it doesn't matter who votes. What matters is who counts the votes. And we already know that the last two elections have been absolutely riddled with fraud.
Well, I think a lot of people are putting faith. Yeah, I think a lot of people are putting faith into the next 2024 election. I think, but then they're going to be let down. And you're right; that could be the spark right there. Because I don't believe we'll make it through 2025, 26, 27 with these types of people running our corporate DC machine. And people are sick and tired of the inflation and the money and everything.
Well,
here you go, caller.
When you said
go ahead, Russell.
When you said that Trump was the de facto leader of this movement, you're 100% correct. He is. But you know what? Trump is not going to get – there's no way he's going to get a fair trial in New York State, all right?
Yeah.
100% believe that he's going to be convicted on these bullshit charges. And that may be – spark that ignites it. I don't know, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
Yeah. I'll tell you what now, just before I got to go here, I just want to say, I don't want to see it. I don't long for it. I know maybe some people feel like if deep down inside, I want to be like it for a revolution. Listen, war is hell. It's very bad. It's rough. It's bad. Innocent people hurt. Everyone will hurt. Let's fix this country the right way, the lawful way. Get involved. Speak out and be part of the system that's here because we can fix it. We can infiltrate it like they infiltrated us.
Well,
you know,
caller, I'm going to tell you this, caller.
Go ahead.
You know, when you know, and you're bringing up the military and you're bringing up this. Okay, let me tell you how indoctrinated and how pussified this military has become. The suicide bomber at the Kabul airport was recognized by a special forces sniper that was supposed to be guarding the Marines over there. He had him in his sights. But because he didn't get clearance to engage the target, to neutralize the target, he didn't pull the trigger. 11 Marines, 11 of my brothers and sisters died along with a U.S. Army Staff Sergeant and a Navy Corpsman because of a fucking phone call that nobody answered.
Yep.
This is how pussified the military has become.
Look at Benghazi. Look what happened over in Benghazi. Same thing. You know, it's terrible, the crimes that have happened over the last 10, 15 years.
And you know, Virgil Collins, the whole thing is, and I don't understand why, what in the hell is wrong with our country and the citizens of this country? That they have become so blatantly corrupt that they know we know, and they don't care that we know. Okay?
It's the melting pot. It's the many different cultures and people that are here that have many different foundational beliefs of where they come from, and it's just the American experiment that way, forcing people to work to integrate and denying your racial history is one of the biggest things, your identity. And if you lose your identity as a person or as a people, you're lost. You are lost. Evil will infiltrate every which way there is.
Exactly. And what has the Department of Education done over the last 30 years? They've turned that into a large indoctrination center of our public school. There's two generations of Americans, which Well, you know, there's some exceptions for every rule, but basically the majority of two generations have been brainwashed. And I just saw a poll today that said the majority, the large majority of 18 to 34-year-olds think that socialism is the way to go because
everybody's
equally miserable.
It's terrible.
You know?
I know. Yeah. Well, anyway, listen, I appreciate you taking my call. I got to step off here for a second, but I'll continue listening to the show, though.
Well, I will correct Russell on one thing that he made a mistake on. Sometimes, Russell, you got to take a knee. It's necessary to take a knee so you can get a better aim.
That's right. Amen. Amen. All right. Good night, fellas.
Good night.
Thank you, caller. Well, guys, it's that time. Do you guys want to do another show tomorrow night or continue the topic tomorrow? Or?
We may as well. I'm doing Russell's gig now. I'm doing office work and paperwork until I can get back on the road again, getting my truck ready to go for this other company. So,
yeah, I'm in. All right. There's so much going on.
Oh, by the way, brother. By the way, whatever happened to the Brinks job they pulled on you, man?
Oh, let me tell you, I got more shit from the company that I work for. Right now, we live by the code, Warriors. There's a code that we live by, and the latest version of that code, is pretty common to everybody. I'll fuck around and find out. Well, so these guys robbed me in court company, filed the insurance and all that, and I got back over here after all that shit, man. And brother, it was eating on me. So what I did was I contacted a couple people that I know that are still involved in nature. And told them this. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, I had my equipment recovered by 1700 hours, 1730, something like that, the same day, right? I got my ass chewed up one wall and down the other for recovering my stolen equipment. Because I'm my job, and I don't need an employee of the company being on the news or whatever, in a shootout or this or that or one thing to another. And I literally got my ass reamed and almost got fired for that. And you see, if you want to get right down to the basics of it, there is no more repercussions for bad behavior in this country anymore. Insurance covers it, this or that, one thing or another. So these people aren't scared of the law. The law's not going to do nothing anyway. I could tell when I talked to those officers that, I thought we had to come over here and take this report. They wasn't going to do nothing. So, it was an absolute fiasco, and I did a horrible thing by handing out a little fuck around and find out.
Trying to save money, too. Damn. Yep. Oh,
yeah,
well.
Buddy.
But, yeah, anyway, so that's it, man. So, it's just... I'm telling you guys, it's just a really messed up country we're living in now. I still have a little faith in the American people, but I think Virgil was right. These people aren't gonna get pissed off and stand up until it directly affects them. And you know what, brothers? They're probably gonna be too fucking late. But I came into the world. I came into this world kicking and screaming, hollering, covered in somebody's blood, and I don't mind leaving the same way.
Well,
that's right.
I turned, in a little bit over a month, I turned a big 6-0. So, you know, just public service announcement, you know, 60, all you people out there, you know, I know you got people out there monitoring this and, you know, laughing at us and, you know, making plans and taking everything down and, you know, ready to raid my house and everything else and try to bring me to jail. 60 years old, life in prison ain't that far away from me. And
it's not that much of an experience.
To use a saying by Russell, the $64 question is this. Before you get me, how many of you can I get before you get to me? I was trained. Russell was trained. We were trained by the best.
Yep.
We were trained by the best,
said,
and we didn't have iCods and laser sights and drones and everything else. All we had was a peep sight and a steady hand.
Right.
Amen.
Okay.
Well, I said those exact words, Virgil, the other day to some dude that supports pedophilia with these LGBTQ groups, you know, and he was like, "You're a failure. You're not gonna allow your kids to experiment or anything like that."
These LG HTV iPhone people. Okay, yeah.
And so he was like riding my ass, you know, because I made this comment saying, "Well, you know, it's open pedophile season now because you all gonna be great targets." You know, and this guy's like, he starts chewing me out there, trying to go, "Look, I got three grandkids."
And also remember this. When you come after people like me and Russell, what we have in our stash was not built by the lowest bidder.
That's right. You'll never know what we got either.
I told this guy,
I would give my life for my grandkids if I had any
What you was going to say, Russell?
Oh, go ahead. I wanted to say there's nothing more in this life world that I'd like to see than some honest, with very few that are in Washington, D.C., bring the ball down. But, as you were saying, you know, the most important thing a man can know is what he will die for. Are you willing to die for what you believe in? Because I won't go.
Well, it's like I was telling this dude, you know, he was all upset because I made that threat. And I said, "Well, let me put it to you this way. I go, if I catch you anywhere near my grandkids, especially my granddaughter, who's just fixing to turn six, I go, I would have no problem putting a bullet through your head." No.
Well,
I go, "I'm 60 years old. Jail time is nothing." And he goes,
"Well, I mean,
you're
you know,
a failure. You're not going to let them experiment." So I go, "Fuck no, I'm not."
You know. We're the extremists. We're the dinosaurs, you know. We're the problem with America, like Oprah said, old white men, you know. But
I'm going to report to you. I go, "Go for it. Us old white men
can go into a hardware store or even a Walmart, and we can get stuff off the shelf. And we have workshops, and we have tools that we know how to use, and we can make all kinds of things that can really fuck up your day."
Yep.
And
you know,
that is one thing I was taught. I was taught that very well.
And there's one thing I want to say in closing. I got to go, guys. But one thing I want to say in closing. My fellow Texans, New Mexicans, Louisianians, this 700,000 person invasion that's going to hit our southern border. Let me tell you, here in Texas, right here, not less than probably 45 minutes from where I live, We had an illegal alien who was deported 4 or 5 times, killed 5 mm-hmm. people. All right. The state of Texas is fixing to turn into the wild, wild west, and Greg Abbott doesn't have the balls to do anything about it. So, my fellow yep. Texans, Mexicans, my Louisiana brothers, pray and keep your head on the swivel, because we do not yep. know what is coming across that border. But we do know Venezuela has emptied their prison. So stand by, and God bless America. Good night. I love all you guys. Be safe. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow night.
All right, you guys. Be careful. We'll be back here tomorrow night. We'll continue the topics and everything. And Wardle, you just keep doing good out there. I'm glad you started with a new company. At least I understand you. You know.
Well, at least they're not gonna steal from me, and I can honestly
right.
say that the company I was with was stealing from me because I caught them red-handed.
Right.
This is the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, your parents will lie to you, your spouse will lie to you, your children will lie to you, your boss will lie to you, your dog will even lie to you. Numbers
mm-hmm.
don't lie.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it's like I was telling you the other day. We were working for this one guy that had a cabinet company. We were building cabinets on the farm. Well, he owed us a bunch of money. We decided he wasn't going to pay us. So he owed us at least about $2,000 each for doing this job. So we decided to confiscate all the equipment, the trailer, tools, everything. Confiscate. And everything. He was going to call the cops on us and go right on ahead. Call us. But you didn't get your tools back till you pay us, but you owe.
Well, here's the thing. When you have a family member that works at a plant that you're hauling product
mm-hmm.
out of, and she works in accounts receivable and payable, it's real easy to get accurate information on what you're
mm-hmm.
supposed to be getting paid for hauling
mm-hmm.
that stuff out of there. And what
right.
the number she
right.
gave me was nowhere near the number that the company was paying me for. And I brought that
right.
to their attention in a conference call, and all I heard was click, 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 click.
Imagine, not telling how many of those drivers got ripped off too that way.
Well, I mean, if they're doing it to one, they're doing it to everybody. You know, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to let, you know, they deleted all of my stuff, my computer stuff, my load, my McLoad thing and everything else where I had records of this on my tablet and everything. But what they don't realize is I've got the hard paperwork. I've got the bills of lading for every load I've hauled.
Right. The same.
So here's your sign. It says stupid. Wear it around your neck.
Right. Right. They think they can hide the evidence, but, you know. Oh, well. Go after them.
Yeah.
Anyway, we can go after them tomorrow night. You know, be careful out there. Just brace yourself, man.
Okay. Well, good night. Good night.
Call me.
Good night, Chesty. Wherever you are, I'm gone.
All right. Good night, everybody.